Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made and we rejoice in it. Let me encourage you from the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 19. They know the truth about God because He has made it obvious to them. The other translation says, for what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. Wow. My dear brothers and sisters, to know God is very important, but there are ways that people know God, and there are three very obvious ways that people know God, okay? And number one is that you can know God through intellectual knowledge. The Bible records in verses 19 and 20, they know the truth about God because He has made it obvious to them. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see His invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God. Secondly, subconscious knowledge of God also is possible. The Bible says that even Gentiles who do not have God's written law show that they know His law when they instinctively obey it. Even without having heard it, they demonstrate that God's law is written in their hearts, for their own conscience and thoughts either accuse them or tell them they are doing right. That is Romans chapter 2, 14 to 15. So subconsciously, people are aware of the knowledge of God, and they have the knowledge of God. Thirdly, is personal knowledge of God, right? At one time, we thought of Christ merely for a human point of view. How differently we know Him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 16 to 17. The old has gone, brand new life has begun. My dear brothers and sisters, God reveals Himself to us through creation. He speaks to us through our conscience and reveals His moral character and requirements. But beyond that, we can know God personally and have a relationship with Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus very beautifully said in John chapter 8, verse 12, He says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. There is one sure way to satisfy yourself that God is real, is to flip the switch, turn it around, your intellectual knowledge, your subconscious knowledge of God, and make it a personal knowledge of God in your life. Amen. That's where you have an intimate relationship as father and son, father and daughter, and you know Him, and you are now new creation in Him. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. We are grateful to you, Lord, that you always come to encourage us. You always come to bless us. You always come to lead us. You guide us by the power of your word. Lord, in your own ways, you make yourself known to us intellectually, subconsciously in our minds, and also personally when we accept your Son Jesus as our personal Savior. I pray today, Lord, that we will have a complete comprehension of God. Yes, O Lord, you are infinite, and our finite minds cannot comprehend the magnanimity of God. But we know when your Spirit comes to live inside of us, He reveals unto us the deep and the secret things of God unto us, the character of God, the nature of God, the love and the light and the life of God is revealed by your Spirit. And I thank you for that. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day, bless them, keep them from the enemy, flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I take authority over that demon of infirmity and I cast it out in Jesus' name. And I send forth your word of healing to prevail upon your church, upon your people, and they will be healed and made whole by the power of your word and by the power of your Spirit and by the power of your blood. We give you the praise and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a wonderful day and a fantabulous weekend ahead. And remember to go to church this Sunday. God bless you and bye for now.